Ninth stop, Square of San Maurizio. The Basilica of San Maurizio is the only trace left of the old medieval village, which was all but demolished by the French for military purposes. The urban layout of that period is retrievable only by means of old documents. In order to understand what it looked like once, one can only rely on one's imagination. The inhabited area was located on the sides of the boulevard. It included a series of buildings with arched alleys, some of them still visible today. A large fountain in the center and a series of basins used as washtubs. A market for fish and meat would take place in the square. A covered well was used by the inhabitants of the castle, whereas each of the houses belonged to nobles, was endowed with its own internal well. An early water channeling system, built in the 13th century and known as the King's Waterway, would bring water from the Lemina River and supply the basins and the irrigation of the fields. The castle of the Achaeas loomed over the village, built on Mount Pepino, the highest point of the hill, as an appropriate bastion for defense. In that spot stood an old castle which had been built with the purpose of defending the inhabited area, previously mentioned in the charter of the Abbey of Santa Maria in Verano, in the year 1064. It was converted into a citadel during the Second French domination, a period during which Pinerolo was transformed into a royal fortress, because the French believed it to be the key to Italy, due to its strategic position of access from the Alps to the rest of the peninsula, a necessary path to get from Paris to Turin. For more than 60 years, it lodged a French military garrison with apartments for the governor and the lieutenant of the king, barracks for the troops, and warehouses for stock and munitions. The fort was protected by high and massive walls with bastions, half-moon fortifications, a tenaille, and moats. One could get into the castle via a drawbridge. These defenses could isolate the castle completely. Even the small number of inhabitants who populated the Borgo area in the 17th century were transferred to the area of the plains, where houses with up to two floors were built to accommodate the growing population. The church was of Lombard origin, and its central core was already present before the year 1000. Here, in 1244, Thomas II of Savoy swore an oath to the commune, promising to respect the internal autonomy in exchange for the loyalty of the inhabitants. The building is a mixture of Romanesque and Gothic styles due to the continuous renovations which took place starting in the 15th century, and has a basilica-type layout with five naves. The only signs of the original structure can be seen on its right side, where there is an engraved stone corner. The steeple has been there since 1327 and was the first one in the city. Since 1840, the tower of the bell tower holds a mechanical clock, which can be seen from the city and from the hill. One fascinating detail is the presence of the four dials, one on each face of the bell tower, which only indicate the passing hours and not the minute. At the back of the church, where the village cemetery used to be, there is a shrine dedicated to Our Lady of Graces, with one side in white marble and a wide square, where on a clear day one can admire a breathtaking view of the plains of Pinerolo and the Maritime Alps. Now head back to Via Principi d'Acaia and you will reach the 10th step of your trip.